during Lent, there are three dimensions of the mystery of the Lord which are set forth for us. There's first, this text that simply give us a deeper understanding of the meaning of the death and resurrection of Jesus. And then there are those that give us an insight into his own inner life. We have the readings from Jeremiah, we have the Psalms, where we begin to share in the anguish of Jesus, the inner anguish. And then finally, there are the ones that teach us how we're supposed to be living. Today we have one of those, but with this significant difference that there is this obstacle to understanding the passion, and it's pride. And so our Lord explicitly predicts what's going to happen to him, and they don't get it. Every time he predicts, they don't get it. And it's usually pride. First time he predicts, and Peter says, "Oh, far be it from you, Lord. I mean, you're too important. You're too, you know." And Jesus has to call one of his best friends, Satan. "Out of my way, Satan. You're pulling at me. I love you. I don't want to see you frightened and run away and get, you know, but it's got to happen." So that's one way. See, are we entering into the mystery of the cross, or are we spectators? Have we found ways to give things to the Lord, some extra time for prayer, intercession for the world? Or is this just Lent? You know, give up candy and wait for Easter? Or is there something really going on? And then, you see, the second one, they're walking into Capernaum, and when they get into the house, Jesus says, "Now, what were you talking about on your way here?" And they don't say anything for a while. So then, "Well, we were discussing who was the greatest." And he says, so he takes his child and says, "Look, this is the greatest." You got it? You know, put yourself in my Father's hands. And don't look to be a big shot. And the Father will be crazy about you. And you'll look like me. You see? And then there are these texts where we enter into the mystery of the Lord's own interior. As I say, like the Jeremiah text, some of the Psalms, we see our Lord's interior suffering. So those are the three themes that, you know, and the meaning of this whole thing, the death and resurrection of Jesus. And then the obstacles to understanding it, ego. And then finally, part of our Lord's own suffering, including his interior suffering. So we have today, as you just heard, you know, this is, Matthew is the only one who has the Jewish mother. You know, "Let my boys be the first ones." You know. The others, they go up and ask themselves. So I guess maybe they put mom up to it, and she tried. And the Lord says, "Look, I want to give you a principle. You want to be first, be last. You want to be a big shot? Serve. I, the Son of Man, I've come." You see, not to be served, but to serve. And my service is the crucifixion. I give my life as a ransom for many, the many, all who want it. And so it's a good day to stop and think of these. Why don't we get it? Well, we're egomaniacs. We don't want to suffer, you see, and we're in competition, you know. And so these good texts are meant to guide us through that. I don't know why, but I'll tell you this. In the monastery, after a while, the brothers were all going to say the breviary with us. Up to them, they just said rosaries in the back, you know. And there was a brother, Patrick, an Irishman, as Irish as you could get. He was born there. And he kept saying the beads. He was an old man. He taught me how to use the scythe, Brother Patrick. And he was very good at it. And so one of the donors wanted to have his breviary. Brother Patrick's breviary, you know. And, I mean, might as well, you're not going to look at it. So the prior called him in and said, Brother, would you sign this breviary? You can hardly read and write, you know. And he put his signature down because he's a monk and he was told to sign the book, so he did. And then he looked right straight at the prior and he said, It is a blessed thing to be unknown and forgotten. Now here's your breviary, do what you want. He was on the right track, wasn't he? So today, you see, we want to understand the passion. The biggest obstacle is our ego. Not that we don't know Greek or, you know, the obstacle, you know, is our ego. So that means, as we've heard this text, and as this liturgy goes on, the Lord will heal us of that ego if we ask him.